Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. That is where we find our friend from the Sun Sentinel, Dave Hyde. Dave, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm sitting here making a hotel reservation for Raleigh, North Carolina, something really, really didn't want to be doing this morning.
Put your big boy pants on, Dave.
The flights are a little easier in a Raleigh, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot easier than the next trip, which would be to Edmonton, probably. So,
I was just teeing you up for that one, Dave. I know you're not looking forward to going to...
You can't get much further between... pro sports franchises than the Panthers and Edmonton, and it'll be the second straight year of it if it happens.
But you know the path at least, though, Dave. You know you're familiar with the travel now, so you're like a veteran of that. You're like, you should be okay this time around, right?
Yeah, about a year ago, I did not know to get to Edmonton, you just have to, you don't have a choice. You have to connect between Minneapolis or Toronto. Those are really your options. And you're flying, airlines I really hadn't heard for the most part. So,
how long does it take to get there? Like straight up from Miami to get to Edmonton. Like what are we looking at? Full travel time, like from door to door.
Yeah, it took me 17 hours last year because of various flight fun, but usually it's 12 hours. It's a 12-hour.
Oh, it's just 12
hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know what, Dave? I've learned throughout life, and my best friend tells me this all the time. He does not want to hear about my travel complaints and my whining about how difficult following these sports teams are and getting on the road and the commute and the layovers, and he doesn't want to hear it, Dave. So the public is telling you, shut up.
Everybody enjoys a good flight from hell, like the Edmonton trip. You know, I mean, last year, remember there were floods and delays and crazy stuff, and everybody loved to hear in 17 hours how difficult it is to get to a place nobody really thought of going to before.
Yeah, I don't think anyone has a perfect experience anymore. Like, there's got to be something.
Right.
Like,
it's
the parking at the airport, or the security.
If you're trying to park at the airport, something's wrong with you. But anyway, the minute it rains down here, you're looking at five-hour delays. Like, nobody can get in or out in Miami. I don't know what happened. Like, we don't airplanes don't go in the air anymore if it rains.
Well, let's get Dave safely to Raleigh at least. And, Dave, I'll ask you this to kick things off here. Why are we heading back to Raleigh? What happened to the Panthers last night, as they just seem to be the far superior team through the first three games? They get shut out at home last night. What happened?
Yeah, the easy answer is sort of Paul Maurice after the game went through the series of, the three series they've had, and said, really, the game three against Tampa, game six against Toronto, and now this one. Really, the only three games where they looked out of it. The other team was better. I mean, they've lost a few other games, but he liked the game. Last night, there really wasn't much to like, and the easy thing to say when you're up 3-1 is it was an off night. The concern is, Sam Reinhart's gone. They're 0-for-8 on power plays the last two nights. Nico Mikkola, one of their top defensemen's out. AJ Greer's out, so they're starting to miss some pieces here, and they're a deep team, so that's not an excuse. But the question becomes: at what point do some of the guys out cause problems? And look, Carolina was due for a good game, and they had it last night.
Yeah, and the Reinhardt thing, obviously very concerning here, Dave. And
yeah.
I'll tell you what, we have seen no shortage of cheap shots. I don't know where you stand on that one with Reinhardt, but this has been a very physical postseason, as it always is. But there's been a fair share of cheap shots throughout this postseason as well.
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers have delivered their shots too. So it's a strange thing in playoff hockey. You talk to hockey people, and oh, it's the playoffs. These things happen. You know, the other team runs into Shevchenko runs into Bobrovsky's head purposely, you know, like tries to take him off like a fence post or something. And oh, that's playoff hockey. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and now Ekblad put Hagel of Tampa Bay into a, you know, knocked him out. And so there's give and take here. And let's face it, if you want to go down a dark alley and do these things, the Panthers are more than happy to go down the dark alley. So, but it is interesting to watch play out that I almost want to say the lack of respect for some of these hits. Sebastian Aho on Reinhardt, where he just went at his knee. Mm-hmm. I mean, and took out his knee. And the question is, how badly hurt is Reinhardt?
Yeah, and Dave, do you have any idea when we'll like officially find out? I know they don't. They like to say lower, you know, extremities and this
yeah,
and that. And,
yeah.
Any idea when we'll like officially find out if he's going to be finished for this whole thing?
Yeah, no, I think it'll be as they're saying, it's game to game, and every well, we'll
yeah.
see. And so, obviously, they know. You know, it used to be in hockey when I remember the '96 Panthers. I'm old enough to go back to covering them and talking to guys about injuries, and they said, well, it's the diagonal rule in hockey. Now it's lower body extremity, upper body extremity. Back then it was that diagonal rule, which was if they're telling you it's the left ankle, it's really the right shoulder that's hurt. And so yeah, hockey's progressed to, but as far as Reinhardt, that's the question is how bad is he hurt? How bad is Mikkola hurt? They need these guys if they're going to, you know, for the next series for sure.
No, no question. Do they close this thing out tomorrow night in Raleigh? Do you think that's the end of this series? And hopefully, Dave, obviously it'd be nice for the Panthers to get a little bit of a breather if they could before this next series begins.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you look at this, they have this thing about closing out on the road. They did to Tampa Bay, they did to Toronto, so here we go. Might as well close this one out on the road, too. And you figure they'll get back to their game, which it was one of those where they really didn't look like the Panthers last night, and so they play a representative game. I think that they have the firepower to take them down tomorrow night.
Well, Dave, while you're covering a winner, a team that's on their way to the NBA Finals, Dolphins are opening up their OTAs to the media.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, football and
Omar's
pajamas.
Very excited, by the way. Don't let him fool you.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I am very fortunate to be able to look at what's going on. What expectations do you have for this team moving forward, and what do you want to hear from them that will give you any kind of confidence that this thing isn't headed into the toilet?
What do I want to hear? Well, I think we're all, you look how they went out last year, a lot of the cultural problems they had, you know, and it's funny, you go from a team like the Panthers, which their culture is everything that not just the Dolphins, every team wants, where, you know, Paul Maurice says, I don't really say much behind the bench. Now he's put in a system, and he's developed a culture over the last few years. But now you have all these really good players taking leadership, and to the point the coach doesn't have to talk. That's what you want, and that's what every team wants in pro sports. The problem for the Dolphins is Mike McDaniel gave that to the players last year, but they hadn't earned it. They hadn't done anything or had the careers that say, okay, we're ready to take ownership of the team. So I guess I want to see how Mike's going to handle this team. Is it going to be, certainly within his personality, of course, But, you know, how is he going to address the problems that there were last year from not just on the field? And I think they did, certainly on offense, I think they addressed those problems. We'll see where they see how it works out. But the inside running game, the third receiver, you can go down the checklist of offense. But more the cultural problems, players being late, players being out of shape in some cases. And so, you know, where do those stand? You won't get an answer in May, but maybe you get a little direction of where things are going.
Yeah, it's funny that you make that parallel about the Panthers and Miami, because you're right. Mike McDaniel really empowered his players last year, and it kind of blew up in his face. How can you guarantee that that approach wins, works out for you?
Well, part of it is having the right players you hand off to. Look at when Barkov was a young player, it isn't like the Panthers gave him the franchise and said, here, it's yours, you go. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to win. And he's talked about one of the things it's kind of interesting to talk about things he's learned through the years. And now it seems like he's been around forever, and he's 29. But the first thing you have to do is make sure the players are ready to take ownership of the team. Like when Tua stood up in preseason last year, said, this isn't Mike's team, this is our team. And I'm thinking, what have any of these guys done to say this is our team? I mean, you could, I guess, point to Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill and said, they won Super Bowls, but are those the players you want to hand the team over to? I think the first thing is the players have to mature enough and know enough to know how a team should be run. And as we saw last year, too many didn't.
Dave, before we let you run here, I just got to get your pick on this basketball game tonight. Do the Knicks find a way to even up this series?
I don't think so, no. It's interesting looking at how far the Heat are.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Away, and they are far away, but these aren't great teams either. Look, nobody in the East scares you if you're building you're figuring out how to solve some things. It's not like there's a dynasty in the making out there. There's some good teams. The Knicks are a good team. The Pacers are a good team. But I think if there are great teams right now, they're on the West. So I think the Pacers close them out. But you know, the Knicks are a fun team. They're a fun team to watch. Great team, no, but fun, yeah.
Dave, thank you. We wish you best of luck on your upcoming trip here to Raleigh. And
hey, direct flight, as you say, beautiful. That makes it all easier. Yeah.
Just a warm up for the next one, Dave.
We'll also be rooting for Dallas on your behalf, Dave.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Omar. Thanks.
All right, Dave. See you. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.